Murray Williams, thanks very much for your patience. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
The book you're reviewing is, An Exquisite Legacy, The Life and Work of New Zealand Naturalist G.V. Hudson. This is by George Gibbs.
Indeed. And we've got a story here of a 14-year-old lad leaving England with his father and siblings to start a new life in Nelson. And like all young children, he starts off collecting bugs and beetles and drawing little pictures in his notebooks. But when he gets to New Zealand, he finds an insect fauna that he recognises moths and butterflies, but he's got no idea what he's looking at. So he decides, I'll start collecting, recording and illustrating the animals around me. And he did that for the next 65 years. By the time of his death in 1946, he had produced 7 enormous books and beautifully illustrated books about the invertebrates or the insects and butterflies and moths in New Zealand. And I suppose the most wonderful one was his 1928 magnum opus called The Butterflies and Moths of New Zealand, which was 400 pages and 62 composite, beautifully painted plates. He followed that up 10 years later with a supplement to that, and between those two books, he described and illustrated 1,400 different species of butterflies and moths. Now, you might think that's enough for a life's work, but he also published 120 notes and papers in scientific journals, and he found, described, and named 79 new species of insect. Many, but by no means all, were butterflies and moths. He became the authoritative and eminent entomologist of his day, and so highly regarded that there are now 42 species of insects named Hudsoni in his honour. Now, the narrative that gives detail to this extraordinary life is spread across 11 short chapters, with prose that is consistently elegant, gentle even, and I think I detect a very adroit editor in the background of this. You could be mistaken for thinking that the gentleness is adulation, because after all, the author, George Gibbs, is Hudson's grandson. But the story actually comes more directly from Hudson himself. He was a diarist. He kept a daily diary for 65 years. His daughter curated those and other private papers and made notes about their lives. And this is the rich material that George Gibbs had available to him. No biographers had a better set of source material. But Gibbs can also and does offer critical insight, because he's had a career as a university-based biologist with entomology and the origins of New Zealand's fauna and flora amongst his specialist interests. It's a nice juxtaposition here. Here is the professional scientist, George Gibbs, asking why questions, predicated upon the what and where questions that his citizen naturalist grandfather, who derived his livelihood as an employee from the post office, had answered. But fascinating though Hudson's life was, and this includes him being the first advocate for daylight saving in New Zealand and internationally, he was also an amateur astrologer and found a new star. Astronomer. Gibbs' books brings out a hidden talent. It's Hudson's artistic ability. You're so used to modern books that are replete with digital photographs and hodgepodge from many people. Hudson's time, you had to illustrate them. There was no colour photography. He drew them, he coloured them, and they're intensely personal. So to accompany his first two books prior to 1900, Hudson produced 34 composite plates, and each displaying about 15 to 20 images. You wouldn't want to smudge the last one on any of those plates, would you? Well, maybe he did, because thereafter he painted all his specimens on cards, 50 millimetres by 40 millimetres in size. That's 2 inches by 1.5 inches in old money. He's produced in his books over 3,100 of these illustrations. And he's made all these into, he would assemble them on his plates and all of them like a Victorian naturalist would look for form. Well, George Gibbs in his book has taken 200 of those and he displays them in a way that you've just got to say, wow. He also gives us 11 composite plates from there. And I'm just bemused by the quality of all this. And you realise quickly that there's high production values here. And I want to give a shout out to Potman and Burton for their production quality, and to Jean-Claude Stahl, the photographer from Te Papa, for the brilliance of his photography. Now, in his postscript, George Gibbs says, what's the greater legacy? Is it Hudson's science or his art? I reckon that's a damn fool question, because you can't actually have one with the other. They're the foundation of New Zealand entomology. But what is his most passionate? It's got to be the art. How could you not feel immensely proud and pleased with yourself when you do one of these to perfection? So it's a very big tick for this beautifully produced book, Catherine. Not only that it informs us of the of one of our science pioneers, but brings fabulous insect art out of the largely unobtainable volumes to flutter again in the contemporary light.
Beautiful. It is certainly a beautiful book. Thanks for the review, Murray. An Exquisite Legacy, The Life and Work of New Zealand Naturalist G.V. Hudson is by George Gibbs, published by Potten and Burton, and $60 the price. Certainly a beautiful thing. Thank you, Murray.